Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello, and welcome in to the Eric Zane Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures. I've talked to you about this piece of equipment that I have in front of me, and it allows me to get on the air, on the radio. It allows me to do the podcast. But if I said to you that I completely had a handle on it as to how it works, I'd be lying. I don't have any idea how it fucking works. It's a miracle I'm even able to do what I'm doing right now with you. Chris says hair still looks good. That means we're all good. Exactly. None of this matters because the hair is in incredible shape. But anyway, about 10 days ago, after waiting for 5 months, this piece of equipment arrived at my house. It's a broadcast console, and it's an upgrade than what I had. So, all right, that's cool, but it took forever, and like I would call every week, say, hey, what's the update? Without getting too far down the rabbit hole, the details. It's a brand new piece of equipment, and they had to, there was a recall because there was a problem with it, so they had to bring everybody's back, fix it, and then send it all out, and this took forever. The piece of equipment is pretty expensive, and I actually paid for it. And the only reason why I bought it was because of the radio station. Part of the deal was they agreed to provide most of the equipment, but since I would be also using this, and I did need an upgrade, I agreed. I go, I will pay for the console, the broadcast console, no big deal. All right, great. So then, this delay in getting the shit sent here. And finally, they send it along. I get it, and I'm up and running. When I got back from Fear Bunker North yesterday, it turns out that there's a bunch of deliveries. You know, my wife usually buys a bunch of stuff on Amazon. It's like remarkable the amount of stuff that comes that is delivered to my house. She goes, did you order another one of those broadcast things, those that radio console? Did you order another one of those? And I go, no. Well, there's a great big box. It's about the same size as the one you got before. I get the fuck out of here. I go over there, and sure enough, they have sent me another one. Now, I know the guys that the distributor that sent this along is a nice guy named Gary. But I saw the equipment, and I don't know if you ever had this happen where something falls out of the sky in your possession. You kind of toy with the idea of keeping it. So way that usually works in my brain, I don't know if it's in your brain too, but you know it's wrong. Like if I kept this piece of equipment, this $2,000 piece of equipment, it would be wrong. I think we all agree with that. Some of you may not. Some of you are like, oh, no, finders keepers. Chris says, sell it so you can have a down payment for Jackie's new car. Shut up. And by the way, Maureen says, not to be confused with Gary from the men's warehouse. No. I tell you what. Yeah, there's some legendary Garys. Gary's... are aplenty here. You got Gary at the men's warehouse, who's the all-time champion. And then this Gary is over at Broadcast General Store in Florida. Nicest guy in the world. And I'm looking at it. I open up the box. I'm like, well, it did take them a long time to get this to me. So maybe if I just kept it. No, I can't do that. I mean, I like toyed with the idea. And Diana's looking at me. And I go, I can't keep this. And then about 30 seconds passes. And I go, well, maybe if I just wait. So I guess I was like, okay, I'll wait. And if they don't say anything, then I would give it back. This wasn't really reconciling in my brain. You know, I try to do the right thing. But even just the idea of the temptation of it was making me feel like a thief, which I'm pretty sure this would be full-on thievery. So today I got up and I immediately called Broadcast General Store. Said, hey, and I told them what I just told you. They go, uh-oh. In the back of my mind, I'm hoping that they go, you know, just keep that thing. Maureen says, it's harder to screw people over when you know them personally. No, that's true. That's absolutely true. But just in general, you don't want to, I have a hard time with that. You know, I constantly hear voices in my head, thou shalt not steal. Now, there's also voices that say, hey, don't make fun of everyone on the planet. And don't be a troll. And don't be an asshole. But I don't listen to those voices. To me, there's always someone who deserves it. So that's just how I go. I think I'm too far gone to try to clean up my act in that regard. But no, I'm not going to steal. I'm sending it back. They're sending me. They go, oh, okay. Well, we'll send you the they like send you the mailing slip or whatever, and then you put it on there. Somebody comes, picks it up, and it's gone. Thank you to the nice soul who wrote this. You know, I base my confidence of doing the show on various little bits of feedback, and when I hear something from someone, it just puts wind in my sails. Someone on Reddit who goes by Kirko_Chains320 went to my subreddit and wrote, subject episode 1349. I have not listened to EZ in a few years due to a job change. Today I decided to give it a shot again. A lot of the podcasts I've regularly listened to have become stale or constantly focus on topics that don't interest me, as in politics, mainly. Right off the bat, Zane refers to the kid in the grocery store as a dirt kid. I busted out laughing and remembered why I used to frequent Zane. I'll be back for sure. Well, thank you. I'm telling you, that is wind in my sails. If I can say something that actually makes you laugh, oh my God. Now, I have no idea of knowing what is going to land and what is not going to land. None. I have no way of knowing that. I have no feedback, the occasional chat comment maybe, but I can't be bogged down with sitting there staring at the chat looking for affirmation on something I say. You writing that makes me feel, hey, just keep doing what you're doing. Somebody's going to laugh at some fucking point. Patrick wrote, it was an incredible story. Zane described little PJ as a feral dirt kid of Ottawa County. It reminded me of Easy's description of the carnival people from years ago. That's exactly what it should have reminded you as of.
It was in Traverse City. That looked like it was in a, it's full of people, and it looked like it was going to tip over, and everybody rushed to help balance the thing. I was reading from the Eric Zane Show podcast, and they had the video. And his quote was, poverty carny ride at Michigan Hillbilly Convention goes bonkers. registered people rush to help. Oh, Zane. Every time Eric Zane, it seems like he's going to settle down and just be a good guy. He completely alienates half his audience. It's amazing. On a serious note, how about the people came and balanced that? Now, I'm not going to jump on these rides at all. You know what I love about carnivals? Their food. I'm not lying. Food and cold beer or cold beverages. But if you're the Eric Zane Show podcast, you can't put as a headline over the video, "Poverty Carney Ride at Michigan Hillbilly Convention Goes Bonkers. Dirt People Rush to Help." Oh, gosh. I'm not going to stereotype carnies, okay? I'm not going to do that. I applaud the people who just all rush there to balance it, to stop the damn ride and let the people get off before there was tragedy. And the reason we can laugh is that there was no tragedy. And I think Eric should retract his paragraph above the video, "Poverty Carney Ride at Michigan Hillbilly Convention Goes Bonkers, Dirt People Rush to Hell." 24/7. The podcasts are free at the huge...
Anyway, I appreciate that. Moments like that put wind in my sails. Amanda says, "Does anyone remember what he, I guess me, called that guy that fell off the death drop ride?" Yeah, that was in Florida, that ride that it goes up and then you're like strapped in and everybody's seated around it and then it just drops. And they didn't have the kid was huge. He was a gigantic child, one of those, just a big, big boy. And they couldn't actually get the harness around him, but they still said, yeah, it's cool. And sure enough, the kid slipped out of the thing. He was a teenager and fell to his death. I believe his name was Black Hodor. Some of you do not get that reference. I can't explain jokes. On Wednesday of this week, we have a Big Fraud Wednesday. Ben Glaze and myself will get together. We are going back to Who Are These Free Beers? I know we did Who Are These Free Beers last time, but I have to do it again. I've got numerous suggestions on things to clip, including... Oh, God, who sent it to me? You know, I don't want to stumble around looking for it right now, but somebody tipped me off. Oh, it was last name Mac. Is it Sean Mac? Chris Mac? I don't know. Anyway, last name, Mr. Mac. I've been corresponding with him. He's another one of these audience members who recently kind of like, Finally got rid of the habit of Free Beer and Hot Wings and has come over to the dark side to hang with me. And now he's like all about sending me, "Oh, you won't believe this shit, EZ. You got to clip this for Who Are These Free Beers?" I guess not long ago, a year ago, Greg had started. He had been talking a lot about something. Solely with the intent to make his ex-wife jealous, whom I love. I mean, Greg's ex-wife is like bona fide salt of the earth lady, a real class act. And she finally wisened up and was tired of being married to a woman like Greg and kicked his ass out. Thank God. Good for her. Since then, after Greg found this dumb shit to get married to, Mrs. Lutz, the former Mrs. Lutz, he's now going on the radio, and this is so not part of Greg's character. This woman has turned him into like this sex fiend, which Greg's not capable of doing that. And so now, in between moments when they're talking about raindrop names and candle recalls, Greg's talking about how much he fucked his wife. I'm not kidding you. And it's so ridiculously awkward to hear. Well, Mr. Mack tipped me off that there was a moment recently that happened on a show that we have to highlight. And that is where I will go for this week's edition of Who Are These Free Beers? And we will get into that on Wednesday. You can be part of it on Patreon. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. You can sign up free for 7 days to get the show live as it happens. Adam says, how did she end up with Greg? She was a listener of the radio station that he was on in Omaha, Nebraska. And she ran into him at a live broadcast or something like that. And the rest is history. Jeremy writes, they set up an automatic text response. If you text the word sexy to their phone number, it tells you how many times he's gotten laid in the last year. Well, that's fucking funny. That actually is cool. That I can get behind. That actually is funny. But just hearing Greg talk about it is not that much fun. Because Greg's not funny to begin with. All right. I do want to thank my friends at Impact Power Sports. They sponsor this studio. Impact Power Sports online at impactpowersportsmi.com. They're a fantastic group over there. If you're interested in a ATV, UTV, motorcycle, e-bike, whatever, you can get it at Impact Power Sports in Rockford, Michigan. Find them online at impactpowersports.com. They also have a full service department. They want to help you, family-run business. They can get you set up with something fun for you to do. I would love to get my hands on one of those side-by-sides. Or even a motorcycle. In a bit, I'm going to tell you a story about what not to do on a motorcycle. There's a place nearby here called Silver Lake Sand Dunes. And they might as well just call it Silver Lake. That's where you go to die. I've got one of the most unbelievable pieces of video footage that is going viral as we speak of some guy on his motorcycle. And he's riding up a sand dune and he's going up it blind and he's got a spotter on the top letting him know if someone is coming the other direction. Well, the spotter didn't do his job. There was someone coming up the other direction. An SUV. And the timing was perfect. They were going to meet at the top of the hill. And boy, did they. It is an absolute miracle that no one was killed. But I'm just so happy that these two were shooting video of themselves with GoPros and drones. Because we have, honestly, what might be the most ridiculous piece of video that has ever been seen on the planet. But before I get to that, and by the way, Chris Chris just texted. Chris texted sexy to the Freeburn Hot Wing Show, and it's true. They actually do have an update that is sent. So that actually, I don't hate that one. All right. Now, as most of you know, that in January, I went to the Grand Rapids Travel and RV Camper Show. I had no intentions of getting an RV. I have one. I had one, and it was fine. But I ran into someone that I ran into a friend of mine there who works in that industry. And by the way, I have kept names out of this, like the brand. I've kept the brand name out, and I've kept the dealership, their name, out of my discussions here. And I've only been doing that to protect them. But every day that passes that something goes wrong on my new fraud bus, I get so much more agitated and more likely to stop protecting and give you every particular detail on this story. The fraud bus again failed me this weekend, which means that every single time I have taken the fraud bus out since I purchased it has been met with numerous problems that have required me to take the fraud bus back to be repaired. Everything from shit running out of the toilet to the shower leaking and water running down the middle of the fraud bus to the roof leaking. To, you know, like when you push a button, the side goes out? That malfunctioned. Numerous bits of workmanship done poorly, cracked and broken pieces falling off of the thing. Problem after problem. Honestly, too numerous to mention. Megan with the question, do lemon laws apply to RVs? No. Let me just get to the highlights. The very first time I took it out, went up north to Grayling. I'm driving up there, and I have the generator on. You can push a button while you're driving. The generator turns on, powers everything in the back behind you, including the air conditioning, so that your passengers don't get uncomfortable with heat, especially if it's fucking hot. So I'm doing that, and I got the generator on. The generator fails. It won't turn back on. Fast forward a day up north. It starts raining. Water starts pouring in through the air conditioner onto the inside of the RV. Take it to get it fixed. They had to totally rebuild the generator. Now, it had never been used. It's brand new. I go, how does this happen? Oh, okay. That's just the beginning of the trouble. Also, in the front dash, when you're driving, the air conditioner goes out. So now I got the generator, so I don't have AC in the back. And up front, I don't have AC. I blew a fuse. Okay, great. Go on trip number two to my dad's for Father's Day. It's hot as hell. The fuse again blows. And the generator again fails. I have to pull over at a truck stop, buy some tools, take the portion of the dash off, and replace the fuse. All right, so that's working, but the AC in the back still doesn't work. More trouble. Take it back. Get it repaired. I'm on the road to Maine, and the problems that we had there were unbelievable. Toilet keeps overflowing, still leaking through the AC. The generator fails again. So then I take it back, and I'm very polite about it. and I've been fair and relaxed. In fact, I called the guy who runs the place from Maine, and I'm like, okay, I mean, can I get a new one? And he said, no, you can't. He goes, it's my job to get you to fall in love with this thing again. Will you give me another chance? I'm so sorry. And I said, you know what? Yes. I told that story here about how I said, yes, I am going to give you another chance. I drove the thing back all the way from Maine, limping along. There was even, you know, like on the generator, there's an exhaust pipe. There's three brackets that holds that exhaust pipe to the frame. Two failed. Two. I get it back. They repair it. It was at their facility for 23 days. I get it back. This past weekend is my first trip out. Everything is done. Everything is repaired. One of the things they said to me, though, was, yeah, the generator needed a little oil. And I remember when he said that, and I went, that doesn't sound right. That doesn't sound to me like, I don't know, it just didn't feel right when he said it. And I was right, because 50 miles in, the generator fails. Shuts off, won't go back on. So, let's see. The first thing I did was sent an email to this dude who is my direct service department person. So-and-so, this is my first trip since getting the coach back. I made it 50 miles till trouble began. The generator is not working again, all caps. I've had it. I need to talk to your boss again. What is that gentleman's name? Crazy of me to think that I would have a great summer with my new RV from blank. What a horrible experience. Dude responds with the name of his boss. Nick says, it means whatever Jughead did the pre-checks didn't check anything. Exactly. So I call and I leave a message with the boss, like about a 2.5 minute message. And in it, I'm highlighting the big moments that I'm telling you in detail right now. And with it, my tone is like, you know, I've had it. Blah, 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 blah. I'm not yelling. I'm not swearing. I'm just like, here I am yet again. I haven't had one enjoyable trip with this thing since I purchased it. And I want to know what you're going to do about it. That was the end of the message. Next day, I get this guy on the phone.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to countrymd.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's countrymd.com/energy.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
And he starts by saying, I just want to let you know that I'm sorry. I say nothing. And then, because when I left him the message, I said, now, I don't know, this thing about it needed oil. I go, what goes on there? Does he put oil in it? It starts for 3 seconds and says, oh, it's fixed. I said, does anyone actually check? Give it a thorough, you know, to make sure it's doing what it's supposed to do, because it ran for about 45 minutes. A generator, those things are built by Cummins to run like forever. All you got to do is put fucking gas in them and change the oil once in a while. And you can put hundreds of hours on these things. I can't get mine to run for 30 minutes. If I'm the head tech, I'm going to turn that fucking thing on and turn on every goddamn power source inside of that thing and with my instruments hooked up to it to make sure it's doing what it's supposed to do. And I don't even do this for a goddamn living. So this is the third or fourth time the fucking thing has failed me. Jeremy says you have to run generators under load before you say it's fixed. So this guy gets on the phone and he says, well, look, I know you suggested that maybe someone just kind of got made sure it was running and then just shut it down and said it's fixed. But I got my top guy working on that. And I go, you know what? I'm going to stop you right there. Just so you know, and this is what I think got to him, because it was a long pause after he said it. I said, I don't believe you. I don't believe you, and I don't trust you. And pause. And I go, now, and he goes, well, I'm going to do everything I can to make this right. Where are you? And I go, I'm up north and no one's coming to see me. I'm not dealing with this right now. I would rather ride back in sweltering heat than have somebody I don't know come pulling up to my place to look at my RV. I'm not doing that. I've got a list of things that I have to do, like reading, sitting by the fire, picking up some sticks. So there's that. And he goes, okay. So he was very helpful, but I'm not going to give him an inch. You know, I mean, this has gone on long enough. And he goes, I want you to know that we are exploring all options. And I mean all options to make this right. Now, I don't know what that means. Okay, I have no idea what that means. I didn't ask. I just said, I'll be back with you. I'll get back with you next week. But I want you to know that this, every time I've done this, every time I've taken my thing out to go have a good time, this has happened. And then in the days that follow, I have to drive it all the way to your dealership, which is not close. And I don't know about you, if you know this, but these things get horrible gas mileage. I have already spent a pretty fair amount of money just getting my unit, my RV, to your place to fix it. Because either this thing sucks or it's not fixed right. So then after all of that, spend the rest of the weekend up north. I get it back home and I clean it. So when you clean it, typically you're looking for wear. At least I do. And sure enough, I find two rips in the couch. And on the outside of the unit, there's a couple of areas where there was some gaps that moisture can get in around the wheel well. Now, I noticed one before. And I pointed it out and I go, hey, this needs to be sealed. You would think that if you sealed it, you would go check the other three wheel wells. And so, like with a fine-tooth comb, they didn't. So now I have to go, okay, now can you please, do I have to hold your hands during all of these procedures? This is remarkable. My God. Jeremy writes, the only options they should be discussing are refunding your money or getting you a new, better RV for no added cost. Adam writes, I'm sorry you're dealing with this, but damn, it's entertaining. Honestly, when that thing, when the fucking generator failed, I was pissed, but I was like, hey, I know what I'm talking about on Monday. Tyler writes, fool me once. You know that old thing. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Fool me thrice, fuck your RV. Let's see here. Hang on, I got to read something because this just came in. Easy, how much flexibility do you have for doing the show today? Carl is looking to do a live DabbleCon recap. Any chance you could do noon or later in the afternoon? Let's see. I think 5:30 would work. Sorry, I told him stand by. Bob says they've just been dicking you around so that you have it long enough that they don't have to replace it or take it back. That would be something. I don't believe that yet. Google just told me this, Eric. Michigan's lemon law does not apply to motorhomes, but there are other laws that may apply to recreational vehicles. Yes, I have read about this. The Magnuson-Moss Warranty Act and the UCC breach of warranty. I did read up on those. And what that means is you can do that if the RV facility is not willing to work with you to, it's vague because they have to make a reasonable effort to repair it every time. If they ever stop doing that, that's when you call upon that. But this dealership is agreeing to continue to try to fix it. So yes, it's inconvenient, but if they're consistently trying to make a, like you wrote, reasonable effort to repair it, then that is not going to work for me. And honestly, I am okay with them working on it, but will you please just fix it? I don't want to see you anymore. Kenny says, just give us a bit more time to make you fall back in love with it. Oh, well, now you've had the RV for 90 days, so there's nothing more we can do. Sorry. No, unfortunately, there's a rock solid warranty that goes with it. And I actually bought an additional warranty. I bought an additional warranty on the outside of it, like the paint, an additional warranty on the all of the interior. So, like, when there's a rip in it, if my dog rips it, it's covered. Is the warranty as rock solid as the RV itself? Well, I hope it's not like that, I'll tell you that. But they have, I mean, everything's been fine. I mean, every time I go there, they agree to fix it, and it doesn't cost me anything. It just always, it just never gets done right. Chris writes, heck yes, so we get more break and repair stories. My God. All right. So I couldn't wait to get back here to tell you that. I was like, this audience is not going to believe this. Megan says, this stinks. Sorry, Eric. Eh, easy come, easy go. You know? Not the end of the world. There are bigger problems in life to have. I'm more like just telling you about it than I am complaining about it. I know ultimately it'll work out. Can you imagine if I sat here and was really legitimately butthurt because a item such as that wasn't working right when so many people in the world are living paycheck to paycheck? Oh my God. That is not lost on me, by the way. If the stories of the fraud bus breaking down are entertaining, at the end of the day, that's all we need, right? We just need entertainment. And by God, I'm going to give it to you. All right. In fact, after I had that conversation with the boss man over there, and I said, yeah, man, I don't trust you. And I don't believe you. I think that struck a nerve. I really do. Because that was politely me saying, you're a liar. That's what I was doing there. Now, I don't really believe he's a liar, but I want him to know how unhappy I am. And if I sit there and just go, oh, okay, yeah, well, I'll just take it back. I mean, I'm kind of a bitch then, you know? And who wants to be a bitch? Kenny says the guys that are quote unquote fixing it are secretly real life Beavis and Butthead types from the sound of it all. Yeah, there's a little bit of Z-Speed mobile mechanic there, Kenny. Piano Finger Banger says you got to get the boss of the RV shop on the podcast for a come to Jesus meeting. You know, in my mind, they're actually paying attention to what I'm saying on this. And I hope they understand that I am protecting them by not revealing more. I'm not attaching a name to this. I could, and I wouldn't even be in trouble for it. I would just be telling my story. This is so bad that after I bought the thing, I reached out to this company and asked them if they wanted to market themselves on my podcast. And I could talk about, this is in January. Hey, I could talk about my great buying experience and how awesome it was, blah, 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 blah. Right now, if they approached me and said, hey, we want you to talk about us, I would not accept the business. How much of a phony would I be if after all of this shit, I turned around and said, hey, guess what? You got to buy from these guys. Aram says, except Z-Speed Mobile Mechanics is a trusted name in the mobile mechanic space. That is true. Kenny says, Google RV dealerships not very close to Eric. I bet they could easily be identified. Now there's many of them. Do they need some Google reviews? No. I don't want anybody to get involved in this. This is my fight. And it's not really a fight. I don't foresee ever having to say, look, guys, you do realize that I talk for a living. I mean, take it as you want it to, however it looks. I mean, I don't want to say it's a threat, but if I were you, I would be fucking scared knowing that at any one point, I may just slip up and tell everybody specifics about this goddamn shit show. This is a bad deal. I mean, they're like white knuckling this fucking thing if I screw up and say who this is. Chris writes, excuse me, sir, but I have 17 people who may find out who you are. Oh, God. Tyler says a quote from me. Hey, I know people who could hurt you really bad on the internet. Rebecca says, I hope you are keeping a log of everything that goes wrong with that RV just in case you have to sue them. Oh, I got it. It's right here. All I do is start with the front of the RV and work my way backwards. And don't forget, everything that has gone wrong, they have a record of there. I have a stack of paper this big of the last time I was there. Matt quotes me, ha ha, I'm going to tell tens of people about my bad experience. All right. Kenny says, FYI, I don't make enough money to be able to afford one of these things, but if I ever did, I would never buy an RV now after this story. Well, what's interesting is the one we had before this one was flawless. And it wasn't as elaborate as the one I have now. It seems like this one is just falling apart. It's simple as shit. How can that be? All right. Putting a bow on the story of the fraud bus for yet another adventure. Now, we are taking the fraud bus out when again? Let's see here. The next trip for the fraud bus is, I believe the 29th or the 30th. Probably the 29th. Maybe even the 28th. I don't know. Sometime next week. Because next week is the long Labor Day weekend. So that's what's up. So I got the marching orders from Pooh Bear because, you see, they may answer to me, but I answer to her. So she's driving up, and she brought her own car up there because we wanted, once we got it set up, you know, be able to go get groceries in our grocery getter and have a car. Besides, I was on the radio Thursday and Friday at Q100. I took her car into work. So when the thing fails, I call her up. We're both on the road. She's on her way up north. I'm behind her. And I tell her, and she says, there's a pause. And she says, God damn it. You're shitting me. I said, no, Pooh Bear. She goes, son of a bitch. And she's furious. And she is not nearly as patient. Remember, Irish redhead. Ward. Maiden name Ward. Nickname Red. I never call her Red, but everyone, all these whacked out fucking mics that are related to her, all the wards, she's Red. And I'm like, that's something else I need to tell RV guy. I'm protecting you from the world knowing about you, and I'm protecting you more importantly from her. You don't want that. Nick says, unleash the queen on those bastards. Oh. So she's livid. She can't believe it. My God. All right. That is the open of this show. David says, for as much as you spend, I'd be a lot more upset and pissed. Right, right. I find it to be more effective, though, when you stay calm. If you keep your wits about you, if you say the right things to someone when you're angry, I think they have a lot more impact. Because you can politely be enraged, and then you don't have to feel guilty. Because after I talked to RV Bigwig guy, and I said, I don't trust you and I don't believe you. And I said it like that. I didn't raise my voice or anything. I said, look, man, I don't trust you and I don't believe you. And I didn't say no offense, or I didn't say, no, hey, I'm sorry, but, or I got to be honest with you. I just straight up said, I don't trust you and I don't believe you. But anyway, we still have to get this fixed. Here's what we're going to do. If I lose my shit, I feel guilty and he's got something on me. You don't want to do that. You want to keep it at a certain level. And I said to Pooh Bear afterwards, I go, I feel bad that I said that to that guy. She goes, don't feel bad. Just live with it. You didn't do anything wrong. I go, you're right, Pooh Bear. I didn't. She wanted me to swear. Jeremy writes, you didn't pull the classic, just kidding. It makes everything funnier. Cole writes, if they have their best guy on yours, how terrible is everyone else doing dealing with them? Nick says, have you reached out to the manufacturer? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I know these people on a first-name basis. I've had long conversations. I talked with one member of the manufacturing team. At one point in the conversation, this person said, can I speak off the record? And I said, sure. And she gave me a bit of information that made me go, oh, I see. So, you know, there's something going on there. Tyler suggests I'm less Zaytunian, more Zane when talking with these people. No, I don't have the energy to get that pissed off. It's just, I can't do it. I can't do it. I find myself regretting the experience when I really go aggressive. We shall see. And I can't even take it in today. In fact, I reached out to like the number 3 today. And I said, hello, so-and-so. I will not be able to make yet another long drive to your town to drop off the lemon today. Hopefully tomorrow, I'll let you know. As the weekend went on, I noticed several more issues that will need to be addressed. Please pass this along to Mr. So-and-so. So I know he gets it. And they can stew in it. That's your problem. Amy says, kill them with Armenian kindness. Absolutely, my dear. All right. I've got a staff meeting to get to for the radio station in 5 minutes. Always a joy. Had a good time with those folks the past week. Handful of days. I shouldn't say week. Ladies and gentlemen, the open and live stream of this show is brought to you by Kuiper Tree Care. Kuiper Tree Care, found online at KuiperTreeCare.com. Now, they recently did some work for me here at the house. They're the absolute best. Kuiper Tree Care and their team of professionals will work tirelessly to make sure that everything that you want done with your trees is taken care of in a professional manner. So what you do is you go to the website, KuiperTreeCare.com. If you are in West Michigan, specifically Jenison, Hudsonville, they're just a phone call away, 616-828-8225. 616-828-8225. Their services include tree removal, tree pruning. We had both of those things done. Stump grinding. We had that done as well. Land clearing, storm cleanup, tree risk assessment with my friends at Kuiper Tree Care. K-U-I-P-E-R, treecare.com. KuiperTreeCare.com. And you can reach out to them again. Their number is 616-828-8225. You might not need them right now, but the time may come when you do. Keep them in mind. Reach out to me if you need more information about Kuiper Tree Care, 616-828-8225. And this is a sponsor of mine that they signed up for 3 months. And it was like, okay, let's see how you do, EZ. So how the audience responds to this ad campaign will dictate whether or not Kuiper Tree Care is back for another quarter of marketing on the Eric Zane Show podcast. So please, 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 if you're thinking about having a tree cut down or whatever the heck done, please call please call Kuiper Tree Care today and mention me, 616-828-8225. Thank you so much. Another new sponsor of mine, that very similar situation, them being involved in the future depends on how we do now, is EstateWise. EstateWise is estate planning, wills, and trusts. Okay? The guy in charge is Zach Marco. Pooh Bear and I did this with him because we wanted to make sure that our wishes are honored and respected when, you know, the big moment happens. And if you don't have a will with a trust in place, those things may not happen. Okay? Having an estate plan from EstateWise provides peace of mind knowing that your loved ones will be taken care of after you're gone. Now, this can prevent family disputes and legal battles. If you just have a will, all one of your family members has to do after you're gone is get a wild hair and say, hold on a minute. And all of a sudden, you guys are in front of a judge. A trust prevents that from happening. You're planning, protecting for your families, the importance of protecting your family's financial future. Estate planning can ensure that the kids, spouse, or other dependents are financially secure. And you don't have to be an old bastard like me to take care of this. This is something you take care of once, and as time passes, you update it. The key is to avoid probate. If your estate goes into probate, that is a time-consuming, costly process. If you set this up with EstateWise, this allows for a smoother transition of your assets and provides for privacy. Probate is a public court system. You don't want to be in that spot. The difference between a will and a trust, both serve an important role in an estate plan, but a trust provides the added benefit of avoiding probate. In other words, keeping your final wishes out of the hands of the courts slash judges. A will is simply a letter detailing how you would like your estate to be handled, while the trust is an enforceable document that controls how your estate will be handled and distributed. I know this is a lot, but it's very important. Go to the website estate, estate-wise.com, estatewise.com, or call or text 616-540-7544. 616-540-7544. It is time for the staff meeting. I'll talk to you a little bit later on, probably in about half an hour. Talk to you then. Bye-bye. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.